Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle, so let's get into it. Hello, hello. I'm so excited to get into today's episode because it is all about value and what we place value on. And so many of us listening right now, the reason that we are not showing up and being consistent for exercise is because we do not value exercise in our life. We do not place a value on that. Think about brushing your teeth, right? You show up every single day for that habit because you value having good breath. You value not offending people with your hygiene. You value good hygiene. You value not having cavities. You value white teeth. That's why you show up and you put in the work every single day to complete that task. The same goes for exercise, but we are not finding value in exercise. So my biggest tip is one, find the type of exercise that excites you, that invigorates you, that makes you want to come back to it. Because if you are doing something that you don't like or you don't enjoy, you are not going to want to continue to show up for it. I say the same thing all the time. So find a type of exercise that you love. And then we are forcing ourselves to go to the gym and show up for exercise where we probably spend the most of our time on a cardio machine because we don't know what to do in the weight section and it feels intimidating. And then we get frustrated and we're seeing no results or we're feeling lost on what to do. There's so much noise out there and then we give up. So I think it's so imperative that we want to change the way we're viewing exercise, and that helps with giving the value to exercise. Because if you're just viewing exercise as a way to change how you look, then you will never keep coming back to it. It won't become a lifestyle. It won't become something that is just part of your daily habits, because that is such a fleeting motivation. If we are viewing exercise as a way to lose weight or change our body, or because we're not happy with ourselves or the way that we look, we have to start giving exercise the value that it deserves. Because here's what exercise gives you in exchange. Yes, of course, weight loss is a part of weight loss is exercise. Increased muscle tone, the stamina, better flexibility. There are all those physical things that are values that exercise gives you. But we are missing the mental and emotional transformations that are available to us when we put value on exercise, therefore show up for it daily, committing to this being part of our lifestyle. It boosts your confidence. You get an increased self-esteem and body confidence from seeing and feeling the physical changes that are happening in your body. And this cannot be short-lived. If you've been working out for 3 weeks and you're like, why don't I look like a different person? You have to give yourself some more time. It took me almost a year. It took about 6 to 9 months to lose 52 pounds postpartum and really see muscle definition in my body. If I had gone for 3 months and been like, this isn't working, and stopped, I couldn't even imagine. There was such a beautiful transformation waiting for me just 3 months on the other side of that. So you have to give it time. But when you notice small changes in your body, that's why I'm such a huge advocate of taking pictures of your progress every 2 weeks, you will start to feel that increased self-esteem and confidence. Also, another value that exercise gives you is it reduces stress. That is huge. Our stress levels are higher than ever, and you get to use exercise as a way to reduce stress. PMS, depression, anxiety, all benefit from exercise. So that is something that you can hold valuable in your brain when you think about exercise. Also, you get an enhanced mood, elevated mood, and it, like I just said, when you have that elevated mood or you're in that state, like, you know, like they say, oh, you have the runner's high. Well, it's like once you get done doing a workout, you feel different. You do feel elevated. And no pun, I'm not trying to plug Elevate, but I mean, this, hello, that's exactly what Elevate delivers you. And you also get increased mental clarity. Do you know why people say if you're having a hard day or you're feeling stressed, go for a walk, go clear your mind? Because exercise gives you an increased mental clarity, better focus, mental sharpness that help with everyday task and decision making. That is why people use that phrase. So that is another value that you can place on exercise. Also, in addition to having a physical change, mental and emotional and mental clarity, you get to set a really, really beautiful, magnificent example for your children and for those close to you, that they see that mommy values herself. Mommy chooses to have a healthy habit that makes her show up in her life as the best version of herself. That is value. That is so much value that exercise gives you. If we are forever seeking a quick fix, like I just need to drop 10 pounds, so I'm gonna really hit the gym and then just like forget about it. No, exercise is a lifelong journey. It's just part of who you are. You will forever need to move your body if you want to be any type of healthy and live long for your children. So we have to have this reframe or this mindset shift around what we give value to. So if you are not showing up consistently, or you are listening and you're like, ugh, I'm that type of person who's like, oh, I've fallen off of exercising, it's been months, like you're not giving the right value to exercise. So take a moment and reframe, go back, rewind, list all of those things out that I just told you, the value that exercise brings to all those different areas of your life. The biggest one being the value that you get to show your children through your actions, not the words. The mommy's not saying she's gonna work out and then she's laying on the couch watching Kardashians. Mommy says she's going to work out because you see mommy doing it. Mommy is setting boundaries that this is mommy's time. I'm closing the door, 25 minutes, I'm doing my workout, or I'm going to go to a workout class, whatever that looks like for you. But that is exactly why I created Elevate. It is a membership for mom where she can come, she can get coaching, she can get nutrition, she can get exercise all from home, on her own schedule, that makes her feel empowered, that gives her everything that she is looking for in the season of life where she's got kids at home and she has been putting herself on the back burner. Like, can you just for a moment close your eyes and imagine what it's like to get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and feel absolutely obsessed and in love with the body that you're in? Raise your hand the last time that you looked in the mirror and absolutely were obsessed with the body that you were in. That you feel strong and confident. Imagine putting on a pair of jeans and a tank top and feeling comfortable. Not like these are so tight, I'm barely squeezing into them, or I'm gonna wear this even though like it's a little snug and I'm uncomfortable. And I know if I wear this out, like I'm gonna be readjusting the whole time. Like imagine just feeling so fucking comfortable in your clothes when you put them on that you're just like, hey, I'm hot, I'm here, I'm ready to go. Imagine that, because that is what is available for you. That's what's available for all of us. We just have to make that decision to hold the same value for exercise that we hold for happy hour, that we hold for burgers and fries, that we hold for our children, that we hold for brushing our teeth, that we hold for taking a shower. We value those things. So exercise should be no different when it comes to taking care of ourselves and showing up for ourselves and our family in the best way. I hope that this was helpful. Love ya, and I'll see you next time.